Menoches Perkei Mishne Dalet. V'chayev al Hashem b'fnei atzmei v'al alavoyne b'fnei atzma. This is the lav that we referred to before by a minchas choyti and a minchas knois. The Torah says that shouldn't have. Lo yosim ale Hashem v'leitin ale alavoyne. The Torah puts each one as a lav. So each one is a lav b'fnei atzma. Each one's a separate ma'isa avera. Nosen ale Hashem. And as soon as Shemen was put on it, psolo, it passes the whole mincha. It can't be brought. Levoino yil keten, it doesn't pass because since the levoino can be taken off, it doesn't go into the mincha. So it's not part of the mincha, it's together with the mincha, it's on the mincha. So maybe it can be pulled off. The shemen is mixed together with the soilus. So as soon as it's mixed together, it passes it up from being a minchas knois or a minchas koite. Nosen shemen al shioreo, eino eva beloisa say, the kor mincha of koite knois after kmitza and haktorah, the shirayim was eaten by the kohenim. There's no lav if shemen was put on it. The pashta pshat over here is, the way the Mefarshim bring it, is that the Torah only says lo yosim oleo shemen. The shemen is only referring, the oleo is only referring to the chelek that's nikmatz, or before the kmitza. But after the kmitza, the shirayim, you can put on oleo. That being said, l'choira, then it shouldn't be also at all. So there's a nidin over here between the achroinim, that the words Eine Oiva Beloisa say, the Achroinim on the blot are Medayik, sounds like Eine Oiva Beloisa, but it shouldn't be done. The problem is that without the Makor, Loyosim Olel, it should be Mutter Mamish. And the Torah's Kroinim Shteit Mavurish, that's Mutter Gamri. So that point is not so clear. The Losh in the Mishnah would sound not that way. Nosan Kli, Al Gabe Kli, Loy Psolo. If there's a Kli with Shemen, on the kli that has the mincha, loy psolo. What passels the mincha if it has shemen is only when the soilus has the shemen, not with the kli on a kli. So kiddush, why would the Mishnah have to speak that out? Where does that come to be a taruvus? But the Mishnah says it. Mishnah hey, yesh tuunis hagosho veinon tuunis tnufo. The Mishnah is the same model as Mishnah Dalad. The variations of yesh veinon, einon v'yesh. There's two of the maisim that are done with the mincha is hagosha to the one of the karens. Well, the karen in question over here is the marovis droimis of the mizbeach. This we had back in the Mishnah in Zvokim Perek Be'evov. The mitzvah lahagish, the Torah says, ve'veses ha-mincha she'yosem el la'shem v'kriva la'koin v'gisho la'mizbeach. The zakrova al ha'mizbeach v'gisho el ha'mizbeach. The marovis droimis, we learn out behemshich that's the place for it. There's also another ma'aseh of tenufa, which we find in several of the menachos. So yesh v'yesh, there are those that need this and not that. Tenufa v'loy hagosha, hagosha u'tenufa, loy tenufa v'loy hagosha. Mishnah says elu tunis hagosha v'enin tunis tenufa. Minchas soilis, machvas, v'macheshes, v'achalos, v'arikikim, minchas koin mashiach, minchas goyim, minchas noshim, minchas choyte. These are all the categories that we had before in Mishnah Gimel. And again, there's no specific Chiddush in each. The Torah learns out that all these are the standard Minochos. The last few, of course, there's no Chiddush. The one that doesn't fall into the categories that we had before was Minchas Choyte, which the Gabi Shemin and Levoina was the exception to the others. But over here it's included. It needs Hagosha El Keren Marovis Droimis. Reb Shimon Omer, Minchas Koyanim, Minchas Koyanim is the same ingredients as regular mincha. The only difference is that there's no kmitza. Minchas Koyan HaMashiach is a separate to Minchas Chavitin. Ein ben agosha pnei she'en ben kmitza. The kmitza that makes the chalois heta on the shirayim is not there. The whole thing in the kli shoras is straight away hukta agabe hamizbeach. V'chol she'en ben kmitza, ein ben agosha. Where's his limud? The mashmos of the pasuk veveses amincha she yosem me'ela v'gish lamizbech. Me'ela means it's some type of mute. So it's mistabber to him that the mute over here is memayit when a fundamental part of the process of korban menachos was omitted, namely by these that don't have a kmitza. Over there also this chelik of the avod is missing as well. That's the way he learns. The Tanakam is not masking. The one exception to this hasbara is the minchas choyte. We'll see in Mitzvah Shem Perek Vov that the Minchas Choyte, even though Kmitzu was done, but it does not have the regular lumdus of the kmitza being matter the shirayim, therefore there's no hagosha either. It's not that there is no kmitza, it's that the kmitza is not a matter. It doesn't make a chalois heter on the shirayim, since there's no hagosha there either. We'll see that in Perek Vov.